Earlier today, Hyde Park in Sydney saw a rally to launch culture rides to protest against new consultations, which they claim are designed to decrease Aboriginal control of heritage sites across Australia through the dissolution of the Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act. One of the organisers of the rally, Stephen Talbot, is a spokesperson for the Gomeroi Elders of Gunnedah, and he spoke earlier to The Wire's Jordan Rush, outlining the consultation process.
They're currently going through reforms that change the Act, where they turn around and going to have 10 areas across New South Wales, right? And they're going to get 10 people or so to sit on these committees. They're selected by and appointed by the minister, and they're going to have a say in regards to Aboriginal culture and heritage. Now, that just leaves people open for fraudulent activity and no one there to keep them honest. They're watering the Aboriginal Heritage Act down right across Australia, even in WA. There was stuff in the paper there where they're watering the Heritage Act down in Tasmania. It just seems that this government, and so the previous government to an extent, where they don't really give a care about Aboriginal culture and heritage. Now, just yesterday in Parliament, they passed legislation where European heritage, you know, they want this and that to be done, but when it comes to Aboriginal culture and heritage, I'll just please yourself, just go ahead. You know, we've been told as Aboriginal people what to do for over 200 years, you know, and now it's about time us as Aboriginal people stood up and took control of our own culture and heritage. Mining companies, developers, archaeologists, all these fellows can turn around and go to those meetings and have an input into the changes to Aboriginal culture and heritage. Now, it's not European heritage, it's Aboriginal culture and heritage. The only ones that should be attending those meetings are Aboriginal people themselves. It's our heritage. Why should mining companies, who are the ones that are the big destroyers of Aboriginal sites, be invited to turn around and have input into what legislation goes in regards to Aboriginal culture and heritage?
The consultation groups, I mean, you said they're watering down the Act. Could you give us an example of the sorts of things that are being proposed that would negatively impact the Act as it stands at the moment?
Well, once approval is given by Department of Planning, doesn't matter what sites are on there, burials, scar trees, whatever, they're going to bulldoze it. Doesn't matter what is on there, they're just going to give it a go at. The OEH Act, I mean, they've watered this down, like I've been involved in it since 1984. And they've continually, every year, watered it down. They watered it down in 2010. They're watering it again down now with these new guidelines that come through. Now, you're going to have 10 people in particular areas that are going to have an old say in regards to Aboriginal culture and heritage. What about our elders? You know, what about other people that have got knowledge and burials and all that? Those sort of people get excluded. And then if they don't have a voice, then everything's just going to get bulldozed and railroaded anyway. And I've filled some phone calls from local land councils. They've now realised what the impact and what effect is going to have of them as local land councils. Now, I've got a meeting with them in Redfern on Tuesday, and they're coming on board to support rallies. And I've also had phone calls from Queensland and WA when Parliament resumes in 2014. We are intending to have an Australia-wide rally in regards to Aboriginal culture and heritage, because it's getting beyond the joke. It's only going to get worse.
That's Stephen Talbot. He's a spokesperson for the Gomeroi Elders of Gunnedah.